Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your feet.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, we acknowledge you, we love you, we honor you, we bless you. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I choose to walk in obedience and faith, and these are your requirements for receiving your abiding presence. Almighty God, Holy Ghost, let me walk in obedience and faith so that I can always be in your presence, so that you can always abide with me. Holy Spirit, I don't only pray for myself. I pray for those that are here this morning. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh God, to fulfill the requirements, Holy Spirit, so that you may abide in our presence. Obedience. Let us be obedient. Let us walk in faith in the name of Jesus. Grow freely when we live in love and unity with others. And when we seek to build others up, Holy Spirit, we choose to be diligent to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Holy Spirit, you drew us unto salvation. You gave us intimacy with God. You make us a temple of Almighty God, temples of Almighty God. Holy Spirit, we seek all your works in our lives. Please indwell us, fill us, flow out from us. Consciously welcome you into our hearts as a point of our salvation. We were baptized by you at the point of time. We yielded our outer faculties from self-control to your control and asked for and sought your empowering. You renew us each and every morning. Your daily feelings require a constant yielding of our hearts and soul to you, which we choose to do. We desire for you to flow out through us, empower us from within. We desire that you be poured out upon us through your various working. You give us victory over sin as well as victory over sickness, disease, and the devil. Truly, your power sets the captives free. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit will not grieve you. Will not grieve you through our words, through grumbling, through careless words, angry or unbelieving words. This causes you to fight against us and open the door for evil spirits to enter. They produce conflict between others and us, as well as fear, deception, enticement, and false rumors. We'll only love and speak words edifying for the need of the moment. We choose to believe in your in-working power in our lives. We'll not speak against you or disregard you. We'll play anointed music to provide an inviting resting place for you to dwell. We abide in you, and you abide in us. We are careful to walk in unity with others in the body of Christ, as you flow where there is unity. Holy Spirit, we will not grieve you. Holy Spirit, I see you. You are the dove that rested upon Jesus. You are the wind that blows. You are the breath of life within us. You are the river that flows through our heart. You are the fire of God that rests upon our hands and that purifies us. You are the light that shines in our mind, anointing our reasoning. You are the oil of blessing that is poured out upon us. You are the cloud of glory that descends upon heaven, descends from heaven. You are the cloud of glory that descends from heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can see you. Holy Spirit, you show us things. You disclose the Father to us as we listen to your voice and lay tune to your thoughts, pictures, and emotions. You grant us visions of heaven and draw us into dialogue with angels. You grant us dreams and ability to interpret them. When he asks you to show us things, your picture lights the eyes of our heart, and we find ourselves saying those things you have chosen to reveal to us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your effortlessness through which your revelation comes to me. Holy Spirit, come. Show me things. Holy Spirit, give me your thoughts. I will let you illuminate my mind with revelation through spontaneous thoughts. I will turn away from my own calculated reasoning. Fix my eyes. I will fix my eyes upon you and turn to your indwelling, flowing river. I sense your words as spontaneous thoughts Please light upon my heart and mind as I am in your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that I can hear you. Holy Spirit, tell me what's on the heart of God. You encouraged me to hear the voice of the Father. He revealed the depths of his wisdom to you. You then speak it into my spirit, so I'm taught by you. Holy Spirit, I pray for a continuous flow of divine revelation from you. Holy Spirit, you make me wise and understanding. You grant me words of wisdom and knowledge. Holy Spirit, fill me with your will, wisdom, and understanding. Fill me with your will, wisdom, and understanding. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, I feel you. I feel your presence, your likeness, your peace when I am in your will. I sense unrest when I'm not in step with you. Holy Spirit, I desire to follow the leading of your peace. Holy Spirit, let me always feel you. Holy Spirit, you release within me God's emotions. I rejoice in you, Holy Spirit, and you comfort me. Fill my heart with joyful melodies, singing and laughter. You give me a reverence towards God and hatred towards the things he hates. You give me God's compassion towards the lost and the hurting. You give me an inner desire to obey God's laws. Your presence within me is the down payment of what I shall experience in heaven. Holy Spirit, let me feel God's holy emotions. Holy Spirit, you guide me. You gave me the knowledge so I know the future. You tell me what to do. Holy Spirit, you always direct my steps. You warn me of wrong paths and danger ahead. Holy Spirit, lead me, I pray. Holy Spirit, you anoint my tongue. Give me words to speak when I stand before kings. Put anointed words on my tongue all the time, especially in difficult situations. Grant me the ability to prophesy, to speak and sing in tongues, power and boldness that comes directly from you. When I pray in tongues, my spirit is speaking with God, and my mind is out of the way. Holy Spirit, anoint my tongue. Holy Spirit, you anoint my mind. When you anoint my mind, I have the mind of Christ. So I worship in spirit and put no confidence in flesh. You anoint me with a divine flow of thoughts as I yield my mind to you. You anoint my reasoning, allowing me to reason along with Almighty God. I choose to yield my mental faculties to you, Holy Spirit, and allow the flow of your thoughts and pictures to guide my reasoning process rather than me guiding my reasoning process. For apart from you, I am nothing, but with you, I am all things. I shall meditate in my heart. Holy Spirit, come, anoint my mind. Holy Spirit, you anoint my heart. Stir up my heart and impress me to do things. You bring things to my remembrance. You lead me each step I take. Come, Holy Spirit, anoint my heart. Holy Spirit, you anoint my hands. You anoint my hands with your power to heal the sick, to cast out demons. You anoint my hands with skill in all kinds of craftsmanship. When I yield my hands to you and ask for and receive your flow and your anointing, I'm amazed what my hands can do. I can feel your power and heat, energy tingling in my hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come, anoint my hands. Holy Spirit, you make me creative. You gift me with divine creativity. You make all my words life-giving. Holy Spirit, I yield to your creativity. Holy Spirit, you release your personality to me. You radiate your attributes to flow all through my heart. There is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, as long as I live in tune to you. Holy Spirit, I come. Holy Spirit, you release in me the power to be holy. I'm not adequate in myself. My only adequacy is through the working of the Holy Spirit. You make me strong. I'm covenant of your power within me rather than my own strength. I realize that my whole life comes about as a result of your working. When I'm weak, I ask you to meet me, and you do, transforming me from weakness to strength. I put my covenant in you and not in myself. I keep my attention fixed on you, Holy Spirit, and in your life in through and upon me. I worship in spirit and put no covenant in the flesh. You cut evil, weakness, and pain out of my heart and give me a new heart and a new spirit. Holy Spirit, be the Holy One within me. Holy Spirit, release the power of God to me. You make me bold, powerful, just, and courageous. You cause me to act with your power and authority. You manifest yourself through the gifts of faith, gifts of healing, the ability to do creative miracles, and to discern the presence of evil spirits and to cast them out. As your power is displayed, your kingdom come forth in that place. I expect to walk in your supernatural power and gifts. Holy Spirit, empower me, I pray. Holy Spirit, let your words flow through me in anointed preaching. I tune to your flow as I prepare and as I preach and teach. I speak that which you are speaking, not my own words. When I do this, what I say is authenticated by your divine power. Holy Spirit, come, anoint my words. Holy Spirit, come, authenticate this preaching with your power. You do not want my preaching to be in word only, but in the demonstration of your power. You authenticate the preaching of your words with signs and wonders, such as casting out demons, healing the sick, setting free those who are oppressed by the devil. I do these miracles by hearing what you are saying and then seeing to your words. Holy Spirit, come, authenticate the release of your words. Holy Spirit, you sanctify me for my life's work. You commission me, you watch over my life mission and guide and empower me to complete my life's destiny. Holy Spirit, you bless me and my descendants. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, you take me away. You carry me to places and show me things. You grant me access before the throne of the Father. You let me see the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. You let me see cities, people and needs that are a great distances from where I live. You are not bound by time and space. And when I am in you, neither am I. I choose to live, seeing, hearing, and sensing you. Holy Spirit, you are my life. Your ways are better than mine. Your thoughts are better than my thoughts. Your wisdom is better than my wisdom, than mine. Thus I say, come, Holy Spirit. Again I say, come. Holy Spirit of the living God, I do not pray this prayer only for myself, but I pray, Lord, for everyone, O God, under the sound of my voice. Oh, Holy Spirit, come. You are welcome in our midst. You are welcome in our hearts. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Oh, we thank you, Lord, and we bless your name. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come to thy throne of grace. And Lord, we ask you for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon each and every one of us. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Lord, rain down your mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. Lord, I soak every cell, every tissue, every organ in my system, in my body, in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, let the blood speak for us. Soak our dwelling places, our homes, in the blood of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak. We soak our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. So, Father, we release the blood of Jesus, the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Oh, we cover in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. Father, we thank you for your precious blood. We thank you for your redeeming blood, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, this morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, and the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the whole armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, armor on our children, the armor on our grandchildren, in the name of Jesus, on each and every one of us this morning. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to send your holy angels to be with us. Send your holy angels to guide and protect us and do your bidding in our lives. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, have your way. Have your way, O God. Make the crooked places fit. Make a way where there seems to be no way. Give us, O God, the hidden treasures, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hidden in dark places, let the holy angels of God, let the holy light of God shine, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We praise your name, Almighty God. We bless you, O God. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, O God. Jesus, you are the light of the world. We thank you, O Jesus Christ. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. Hey, yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Give us divine directions, Jesus, from glory to glory, from strength to strength, from favor to favor. Help us into walk in your truth, O God. In the name of Jesus, we shall know the truth, and the truth will set us free. So help us, O God, O Father God, to walk in your divine truth, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, everything that will hinder our relationship with you, O God, cut it off, O God. Everything, do not let us use our own hands to destroy ourselves, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that the mind of Christ be in us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray that we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. In the name of Jesus, Father, there's nothing too hard for you to do. You are God, and you are God all by yourself. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you this morning. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. Thank you for Mother Somerville. Thank you for healing, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. By the strength of Jesus Christ, she is healed. We thank you, Lord, for full recovery. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name, Almighty God. We praise your name, Almighty God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Father God, this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice. be glad in it. Father, we gather every work of darkness, seen and unseen, known and unknown, over our lives and destiny. We gather through the resurrection power in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for greater grace. Greater grace to do all that you've called us to do. Greater grace in, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Almighty God. We bless you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. Let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our hearts always be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are our strength. You are our Redeemer. Hallelujah. And therefore, we'll always praise you. We'll always bless your name, O God. Weeping may endure in the night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. We give you that unspeakable joy. Give us your unspeakable joy. Father, give us beauty. For ashes, O God. Let us wear a garment of praise, O God. And Father God, we bind every spirit, O God, of pride, of haughtiness, in the name of Jesus. And that spirit that is not holy, is not of God, in the name of Jesus. We destroy every work of theirs, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, this morning, we lift up the knees. Oh, God, we ask you, you who started this work, will complete it. And so, Father, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing. Thank you, oh, God. Hallelujah. We bless the name. Huria Sandaria Koromasim. We praise the name. Huria Masandaria Koromasim. Lord, we worship you. We decrease, oh, God. And you increase, oh, God. Huria Masandaria Koromasim. Almighty God. Take preeminence, oh, Almighty God. Yekuria Sanderia Kurumasim. And so, Father, we praise your name. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness, O God. Hallelujah. Ramasanderia Kurumasim. Hallelujah. Ramasanderia Kurumasim. Hallelujah. Uriamasanderia Kurumasanderia Kurumasim. And Lord, we just bless you, O God. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. Father, we just thank you for the healing virtues. We cover the knees in the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ in the blood of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we bless your name. We praise you, O God. Thank you for Denise. Thank you for full recovery. I thank you for her mother. I thank you for her sister. I thank you, Lord, for the children, O God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I'm just going to give you a short word this morning. And there's a song that Sis Mariama sings all the time. I have decided to follow Jesus. And it's a song that says, no turning back, no turning back. The cross before me and the world behind me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The life we live, our thoughts, our words determine the life that we will live in the name of Jesus. Every decision we make in life either draw us closer to God or draw us far away from Him. And it doesn't happen once and for all. It starts very gradually. And before you know it, you're standing in the camp of the enemy, and you didn't know you yourself went there. The enemy was able to trick you, and you yourself find yourself standing in that place. And God does not want a daughter to be standing in that place. It's a place of vulnerability. It's a place where people will take advantage of you. It's a place of manipulation. God does not want us in that place. Hallelujah. We are kingdom sons and daughters. Hallelujah. And not only do you say it, but you believe it. Because many times we say things, but we do not have the belief. We do not have the belief. Hallelujah. So I'm going to take you to the book of Ruth, and I'm not going to be, I'm just going to give you a few minutes. When Naomi lost her husband and her sons after they were in that the land of the Moabite land, and then there, she heard word that there was bread in the house of Judah, so she wanted to go back home. Hallelujah, go back because she knew there was bread in that place. That means God had, the famine had stopped, and God now was blessing the land. Hallelujah. And so she wanted to go back home and to return to her people. And as she was going back down home, the Bible says in verse 6, when Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food for them, she and her daughters-in-law prepared to return from there. There were two daughters-in-law. This is the, let me look for the King James Version. Hallelujah. I must say. And her two daughters-in-law. Hallelujah. She's returning home, and her two daughters-in-law are with her. One is Ruth, and one is Orpah. Wherefore, she went forth unto the place where she was, and her two daughters-in-law was with her. And they went on their way to return unto the land of Judah. And Naomi said unto her two daughters-in-law, go, return each to her mother's house. The Lord deal kindly with you, as ye have dealt with the dead and with me. She spoke to them, told them to return. Hallelujah. The Lord grant you that you may find rest, each of you in the house of her husband. Then she kissed them and lifted up, and they lifted up their voice and wept. And they said unto her, surely we'll return with thee unto thy people. And Naomi said, turn again, my daughters. Why will you go with me? Are there yet any more sons in my womb that they may be your husband? Turn again, my daughters. Go your way. I'm too old to have a husband. If I should have hope that I should have a husband also tonight and should also bear sons, would you wait for them till they are grown? Would you stay for them from having husbands? Nay, my daughters, for it grieveth me much for your sakes that the hand of the Lord is gone out against me. They lifted up their voice and wept again the second time. Orpah kissed her mother-in-law, for Ruth clave unto her. Many people are Orpah. And many people are Ruth. Hallelujah. Had it been that Orpah had gone along with Ruth, gone along with Naomi, had made that decision to go along with Naomi, we would have seen more of a story in the Bible, and the Lord will use many of our stories to be a blessing to others. Hallelujah. But the Lord now is using this story. Every time we read it, we're talking about Ruth. But what about Orpah? Hallelujah. Orpah made the choice not to follow Naomi. First, she wanted to follow, but then after Naomi said so much, she decided not to follow Naomi. She made it her choice, and Ruth decided to follow. We have to be careful with choices we make in our lives. Many times our lives are the way it is, and people don't like to admit it because nobody wants to say, oh, I did the wrong thing. Nobody wants to confess and say, Lord, have mercy upon me. I made the wrong choices in my life. Lord, I pray for you to have mercy. And none of us want to say that because we feel we become so haughty and we look at everybody else to blame. And we do not look at ourselves. We look at everybody in the environment. Sometimes people blame their children, their husbands, their wives, and whoever we want, because we want to feel free. And even when the Holy Spirit convicts us of decisions, the things that we're doing, we don't want to accept correction or chastisement from Almighty God. When there are things happening in our lives, we do not look over our lives and see, this is where I come short. That's what the Bible tells us, hallelujah, that we should allow the Holy Spirit to show us things in our lives that does not bring glory and honor into the name of Almighty God. Let me tell you, that Satan came to steal. He came to kill, and he came to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So sometimes Satan will come in a lot of decision makings that you don't even know it's him, and you think it's right, and you say yes, or you make choices because Satan has come as an angel of light, and you think it's the right thing, and you follow after those choices that he speaks and try to influence you. So you know why he's influencing us? Because his main thing is to steal, to kill, and destroy. Amen? In the name of Jesus. So what do you do? What do you do when you find out that Satan has tricked you to make the wrong choices in life, and you see so many things happening in your life? Instead of blaming others, hallelujah, what do? My brothers and sisters, you get on your knees. You get on your knees and you repent. And you ask God, Lord, forgive me for these choices I've made. I made some terrible in my life, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, for mercy. Forgive me for those choices that I've made, oh God. Forgive me, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy because I made some wrong choices, oh God. And you pray from the bottom of your heart when the Holy Spirit show you what you've done, the choices you've made, that this is why your life is the way it is. Don't blame God. Don't blame witchcraft. Don't blame everybody else. Look at you, the man in the mirror, the woman in the mirror. Who are you looking? Look at yourself. Let the Holy Spirit show you. Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Because I'm not saying, sometimes you make choices, you don't even know the devil is the one that influencing you. You think it all looks so good, but it's not. Enemy, he comes in different ways. He comes in your house to your children. He comes to your grandchildren. He will come to the people that you love, people that you know. Hallelujah. And he will come because his aim is to steal, his aim to kill, his aim to destroy. He does not want you to fulfill God's plans and purpose. He does not want me to fulfill it. So instead, he comes with distraction. He comes with all kinds of stuff. Lord, you need that spirit of discernment. And when God opened your eyes, or even before, you get on your knees and you ask God for mercy. Hallelujah. Lord, I just realized I made the wrong choice. Lord, I just realized I made the wrong decision. Oh, Father, forgive me, oh God. Help me. Take me out of this miracle. Help me. Take me out, oh God. I need you every second, oh God. In the name of Jesus, even though, Lord, I do do not deserve it. But Lord, I call upon your name. I pray for mercy. Remove me from this situation. Remove me, oh God. Remove my child from this situation in the name of Jesus. And you begin to pray and seek the face of Almighty God. Lord, forgive me. Help me, oh Lord. Help me with the choices that I've made. Help me with these choices that are causing me to be defeated in my life. Lord, have mercy upon me. And you begin to pray and seek the face of God and ask the Lord for his mercy. Hallelujah. And I'm a son that he echoed. I hope I'm not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then when you pray and you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you. Lord, I made a mistake. Show me the right way to think. I repent, oh God, help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, when Peter got off the boat, Peter was moving with confidence. He was moving with confidence towards Jesus. Hallelujah. Although the storms were all around, he kept his focus on Jesus. He took that step of faith. None of the other disciples did it, but he did it. He got out of that boat and began to walk on water. He kept his eyes focused on Jesus. As soon as he turned his eyes from Jesus and began to look at the storm, he began to go down. But what did he do? He did not just go down. He yelled and said, Jesus, help me. Many of you, many of us got to start yelling like Peter, Jesus, help me. You see that you're going down. You see that your children are going down. You see your life, it seems to be going down here. You need to call Jesus. Jesus, help me. What did Jesus do? He stretched out his hand and he helped Peter. Jesus is here to help us. Hallelujah. That's why he said, I will not leave you helpless. That's why he said, I will send you the Holy Spirit. You cry out. Do not let the enemy sink you to the bottom. Yes, you made a mistake. Yes, you made the wrong choice. And once the Holy Spirit convicts you, you ask God for mercy. Hallelujah. And you cry out to Jesus and say, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. He will extend his hand. It's not his desire for you to go to the bottom. It's not his desire for you to spiral down. No, it's not God's desire. His plans for you are good and not evil to bring you to an expected, his expected end. Hallelujah. So when you see yourself I see myself in those situations, and sometimes it's not a one-time situation because the enemy keeps coming back and keeps coming back because he doesn't want you to succeed. He wants to destroy your destiny. But Lord, Jesus is right there. Jesus, help me. And cry out to Jesus. Repent, cry out to him. He will help you. And then you look at Romans 8:28. All things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And the Lord has a way of escape for you. The Lord will have a way to bless you and show you another direction that leads you in the right path. What am I saying to you this morning? Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. And if there's anything in me that will hinder my relationship with you, move it, O God, uproot it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word, Almighty God. There's nothing too hard for you to do. Thank you for turning the situation in our favor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. And what I want to say to all of us this morning, perhaps your son or your daughter or your friend or your nieces or your nephews and your spouses may have made some of those wrong mistakes too in their lives. You don't be judgmental. You pray for that person, for their heart to repent. God wants to save your daughter. God wants to save your son, your brother, your sister, to all those in our families that made the wrong decision. He wants to save and correct those things, because just imagine, and then all you and your family, all of your, every one of us are in unity with Christ Jesus. Can you imagine what exploits the Lord will use you and your family for, or use you for? All is for his Jesus' name. Forgive others as you want Christ to forgive you. And most importantly, forgive yourself for making wrong choices. Have a wonderful day. In Jesus' name, amen.